Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, it's time for another live in-studio performance in the series we call the Soundcheck Podcast. Streaming live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm John Schaefer. Tal Wilkenfeld has built up her sizable reputation playing bass for some of the music world's biggest stars. Think Prince, Mick Jagger, the Allman Brothers, Jeff Beck. But back in March, she released her first album of her own singing and songwriting. And perhaps not surprisingly, it went straight to the top of the Billboard Heat Seekers chart. Tal and her band are here today to play some of those songs for us. This first one is called Killing Me.
Thank you.
That is Tal Wilkenfeld and her band live here in our WNYC studio in New York, and a song called Killing Me, which is from her most recent album called Love Remains. And you heard Tal playing the bass, although she'll be switching to guitar momentarily, and singing. Also playing guitar and momentarily switching to bass is Owen Barry. Tamir Barzilai is behind our drum kit. Rachel Eckroth behind the keyboards. Tal Wilkenfeld, good to have you here.
Great to be here.
Were you just barring your bass? Were you playing bar chords on the bass guitar at the end of that song?
Yeah.
That's a neat trick. The journey to this point, to making this record, you've been in the business a while as a kind of hired gunslinger of the bass, yeah. Bass guitar. Have you been writing and singing all along?
I started as a singer-songwriter, and then I guess I quickly became monofocused on guitar and wanting to speak guitar as fluently as I spoke a language. And so I just stopped writing words. Mm. And then years went by, and I realized that I'd abandoned something I really loved. And it's a nice challenge. Like, writing poetry is really challenging.
Right.
You know, because when you play instrumental music, it can mean so many different things to so many different people. And obviously poetry does too, but it has its limits.
Yeah. Well, and one of the neat things about songs is, you know, that even though there are words, still people will bring their own interpretations to it.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Now, that song, Killing Me, that's the next to last track on the record.
Yeah.
And the song has this moment where it just kind of dissolves and it breaks into pieces, and then the next track is called Pieces of Me. It's almost as if, and maybe it isn't almost as if, maybe you did this deliberately, but it seems like this album is fairly consciously sequenced to be heard as an album.
Yeah, it was.
So is there a kind of a narrative arc that takes us through it?
Yeah, but again, it's what you make of it.
Okay.
But we did sequence it for vinyl as well, mm-hmm. You know, because you have to take into account, like, just hearing one side and the beginning and end of that one side and the beginning of it and the end of the second side. Whereas, like, some people just sequence just for digital or just for a CD, or some people just, you know, don't really pay much mind to that.
So right,
it just
right.
Depends.
But you were thinking album.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, okay. Now, you said you wanted to learn to speak the language of the guitar as well as you could speak English. When did speaking the language of the guitar become the language of the bass guitar in particular?
Like a couple years into me playing guitar, I'd moved to America when I was 16, and I started practicing a lot. And I kind of injured myself and gave myself tendonitis. But I went from, like, playing half an hour a day, because my family wanted me to focus, like, on, you know, academia, as families do. And then as soon as I moved to America and I was on my own, I left to my own devices. I was playing, like, 6 hours a day. And that lasted about a week before I injured myself and had to stop. And then during that break where I stopped, I guess I started, like, slapping the bass or playing drums with one hand, because I only had one hand.
Mm.
And so I got really into, like, playing rhythm. And that's when everyone was like, well, you're a rhythm section player. And I was like, well, I can play rhythm on guitar. Yeah, but yeah, you should be a bassist or a drummer or something, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's when I was like, you know, you guys are right. And I love the bass better. I mean, now I like just playing any instrument that like makes sense for a song. But but I do have a strong connection to the bass.
Now, when there was a time you were here in New York, right? And you were sort of on the jazz club scene.
Yeah.
With your electric bass guitar.
Yeah.
Which wasn't really the done thing, was it?
I mean, that, no, that's I was the only one.
Yeah, that's acoustic double bass territory. Do you play that instrument?
I've tried it, but it's not an instrument that you should dabble in. It's like an instrument that you either commit yourself to or you don't, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, and I only had so much time, and it was like either I'm going to focus on bass coming from an electric guitar point of view or focus on upright, because I also play, you know, I like to play a bit of piano and drums and, you know, there's a lot of instruments and then songwriting and, you know, there's a lot to focus on.
Yeah. Now, you know, as I say, you were sort of on the jazz club scene, but the album is pretty much in the rock vein. So was that the music you grew up with?
I grew up with three CDs.
What three?
I had Jimi Hendrix.
I can't wait to hear this.
Jimi Hendrix, Are You Experienced?
Yeah, that's a good one.
I had Herbie Hancock's Thrust. And I had Rage Against the Machine's Evil Empire.
Wow.
And there were other things that I was hearing, but I only owned those three CDs. And I was pretty much sheltered from music. So other than that, yeah.
Really?
Well, yeah, it was like a focus on academia, pretty much. Like,
how do you, but I mean, it's a losing battle to try and do that these days. I mean, music is just, it's everywhere. There's no sheltering from it, you know?
Isn't there? I mean, I guess I experienced that.
How? Did you not watch television?
You know, no television, no radio,
okay.
No concerts, pretty much just schoolwork.
Yeah. I guess that explains fleeing to America at age 16 then.
Yeah.
Now, although this album just came out in March, the album Love Remains, at least one of the songs has been around for a little while. This one you're going to do now, Corner Painter, right?
Well, actually, I will play Corner Painter
going to do that later.
I think I'll do Love Remains, which, yeah, is a newer song, actually.
Right, and the title track of the new record.
Yeah.
And for this, you're playing the acoustic guitar.
Yeah, an acoustic, C-sharp acoustic.
Open tuning?
Yeah.
All right. Tal Wilkenfeld is with us, along with her band. Let's hear a performance of the title track from the album called Love Remains, once we get the capo or the tuner. What are we attaching? Oh, the tuner. Okay. Because it is an open tuning, we want to make sure that when you hit those open strings, they ring the way they're supposed to. Tal Wilkenfeld on guitar. Once again, Owen Barry playing, what are you playing there? The bass this time around. Tamir Barzilai behind the drums, and Rachel Eckroth behind the keyboards. Here is the song, Love Remains.
Dead Rose. I don't have the heart to throw them away. Love remains like a skeleton with nothing to cover. Tangled up.
Once again, Tal Wilkenfeld and her band with the title track of her album, her recent effort called Love Remains. The band has prepared three songs for us, and it turns out that Tal is playing a different instrument on each of the three. We've heard her playing the bass guitar and the acoustic guitar in that last work, and at the moment she's strapping on the old baritone guitar for the next song. And the rest of the band, it's kind of as you were, with Rachel on the keyboards and Owen on the guitar and Tamir behind the drum kit. So, Tal, do you write songs on the guitar?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, okay.
I write on piano sometimes, and most regularly I'm writing songs while I'm driving.
That sounds safe.
Well, it's just like I just turn the voice recorder on and drive.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not. I'm not a...
You're not scribbling down notes or anything?
No.
Good. Okay. It's interesting that as a multi-instrumentalist, you know, in the making of the record, I mean, this is one of the bad things about, you know, digital files. They're so portable, easy to take with you, but there's no credits. So how much of what's played on the record is you? I mean, did you do the Prince/Paul McCartney thing where you played all the parts yourself?
No, actually, we cut the album live with a band.
Wow.
It was like, essentially, mainly a three-piece, like me and Blake Mills was playing guitar and Jeremy Stacey was playing drums. And then on some songs, we had Ben Montench play organ and piano.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some other songs, we had Zach Ray playing. This was before I met my band, actually, yeah.
I know there's a song called Under the Sun that has some really nice kind of Indian classical violin playing.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking with A.R. Rahman and asking him for some recommendations of musicians, because he was trying to get me to do some show with him in India. I've been into Indian classical music since I was really young, and like I've also been like chatting with Zakir Hussain about doing something. Like, we've been talking about it for 10 years.
Uh-huh.
It hasn't happened yet, but he's one of my favorites, and I hope that happens.
Yeah. Zakir was here not too long ago.
Oh, really? Yeah.
A.R. Rahman, for folks who don't know, is kind of... these days sort of the king of Bollywood film scores, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there were a couple of old-timers before him, but he's really the guy now.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's, interesting. So that's not that sheltered from music then that you can...
Well, I was sheltered before I moved to the States. Like, so everything
before... Oh, so you discovered that here.
Yeah, I discovered it here, like, okay. When I was 16. And then I've just been obsessed ever since.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice sound, and it adds something really distinctive to that track, Under the Sun. Now, I mentioned Prince, you know, having a guy who could play all the instruments, but then, of course, he'd have a band, and you would have to, like... you would play a Prince part on the bass, right? Or were you given a little more freedom than that?
No, he gave me a lot of freedom. Like, he never told me what to play. He basically just, like, played the song for me and said, make up whatever you want. And, like,
really?
He kept, like, putting, like, throwing in bass solos, bass melodies.
Where there weren't any?
Yeah. Like, well, no, this was in the studio when we were working on new songs. So okay. He was like, why don't you do a bass melody here, a bass solo? It was really generous of him.
Yeah.
I really like that when people sort of, like, find things that they like about certain musicians and include that in their music.
Well, that's got to be, A, like, one of the most memorable things for someone like that to say, give me a bass solo. But also, I mean, it goes back to what we were talking about before, that all along, while you've been playing with all these people, you've been writing. I mean, because that... What's improvisation? What's doing a bass? It's like writing on the spot, isn't
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you think of it that way.
Yeah.
Not too many people do.
I think there are probably a fair amount of jazz musicians who would say, oh, that's not an original thought at all, but hey, I'll take it. So there is a documentary that Forbes has just put out about you.
Yeah.
Which features people like Pete Townshend of The Who and Jackson Brown, you know, all these big name fans of yours. What is it like for you to see that?
It just feels like an honor, and I don't know. It's really cool, and it just makes me want to work harder to, like, earn that, you know?
Yeah. So Love Remains is your first full length of songs with you singing and writing the lyrics. And as we mentioned before, the song you're going to do next, called Corner Painter, now this predates the record, right?
Yeah, this was the first song that we recorded. And when I heard it behind the speakers, I was like, this is the linchpin for the record. And I sort of wrote the rest of the songs around this song.
Okay.
Like, with this sound and with that band in mind, because I wanted the record to have a cohesive sound.
Okay.
So sometimes just having a lot of different musicians can, like, make a record not sound as cohesive. I mean, you can do it, but it's certainly easier if you have one band do a whole album.
Well, and that can be the difference between an album and a mixtape, you know, where you have a different group of musicians on each track and, you know, there's something that holds it together, but
yeah.
But an album, as you say, you know, very often has a sound that carries you through as
yeah.
well. Yeah. All right, you want to do Corner Painter for us?
Yeah.
And what are you playing now?
This is a baritone acoustic. Actually, when I wrote this song, I played it to Jackson Brown, and I tuned down a regular guitar. And he's like, you should use a baritone. I have a baritone acoustic.
Uh-huh.
And so I tried it in the studio, and I was so excited by the sound I was hearing that I was, you know, strumming and scratched it like this. See all the scratch marks?
Yeah, yeah.
So I did that to his guitar. And I was so afraid to show him his guitar because it was, like, in mint condition before. And he was very forgiving. And then the next thing I knew, he, like, secretly surprised me and made this for me.
Wow.
Yeah. Then, like, I played that and scratched this too. And so Billy Asher, who made the guitar with Jackson, like, put these plates on it, but it's like we put the plates on after the scratch.
Uh-huh,
right. He's like, if you keep doing that, you're literally gonna put a hole in this guitar. But this song's kind of a basher, so
yeah.
You kind of have to muscle it.
All right, bash away, Tal. Here's Tal Wilkenfeld and her band with Corner Painter.
But when offered cash. into a corner, and now you say you wish you met me before her. Every time I walk away, you pull me back in the game, and this goes on and on and off and on and off and on again.
Nicely done, Tal Wilkenfeld and her band. I love the sound of that baritone
it's
guitar.
It's great, right?
What a cool sound that is. Yeah. So, Corner Painter is the name of the song. The album is called Love Remains. It's been great having you guys here. Thank you so much for joining us
Thanks
today.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Like a night in battered armor, I lay my sword upon the ground, 'cause I can't keep fighting these same battles.
That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.